This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia, we take you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Really good show, as I said. Kind of mix it up a little bit. A lot of college action happening this week with spring games, the NCAA basketball finals tonight, and also high school. And certainly the high school is, 2 weeks away from kicking things off, maybe 2.5 weeks away from kicking things off for the spring. Right now, we're still in the 7-on-7. We're in the camp and combine mode. And yesterday, as I said, at Rivals, they gathered some really, really good talent to come out and kind of showcase their abilities. And one of those players that was there really doesn't have anything to prove. He's coming up on his fifth year as a varsity starter at the high school level. One of the top quarterbacks to ever come out of South Florida, Miami, New Orleans, high school's Ennio Yapor. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Ennio, thanks so much for taking the time as always. And certainly an exciting time for you as you get ready for your final year at the high school level.
Definitely, Larry. I'd like to say thank you for having me on the radio tonight, man. I just like to say I appreciate the opportunity. I can't wait to talk with you, man.
Yeah, well, same here, because I mean, you're one of my favorites. You're one of those guys that is a producer on the football field. You're a really, really good young man, and you get it done in the classroom. And you've done everything possible from your standpoint to showcase what you could do on the football field, in the classroom, your leadership, your productivity. And as you head into your fifth year as a starter at the varsity level, talk about that and how it feels, because, I mean, you've accomplished some great things. I remember when you started back in the eighth grade and everybody talked about your future. Has it gone too fast, or is this about time to get to the next level?
Man, like, honestly, it's just a blessing to be here. That's the first thing I can say about it. Because back in eighth grade, coming out of literally, you know, that's a big transition from going, especially as a 13-year-old, you know, I decided to. My parents gave me the opportunity. They told me, "Look, make a decision, man. Go to high school right now, or basically stay down and play 13." And I decided to, man, go to high school and to get the experience. And honestly, that was the best decision I feel like me and my parents all ever made. It was one of the greatest things, because that experience that I got, especially with those guys, being surrounded by Malik Rutherford at Georgia Tech right now, Jalen Fizzato. You know, some amazing guys, just to get that experience and to play with them and molded me into the player I was today. You know, without the experiences that I had and the struggles that I went through from the very start, I wouldn't be the player that I am. So I'm just grateful for all the opportunities that I have gotten and all the opportunities that I've been able to be a part of. So, you know, that decision, that decision from Avery was probably the best decision I could have made.
Right. And then you went to state as a ninth grader. I mean, where most kids are kind of looking forward to their future, trying to build to that. Here you are on the big stage, getting a chance to go to a state as a starting quarterback. What was that like? Because I know I've asked you in the past, but as you look back at it now, what a huge time, because, you know, as well as anybody, all these kids that, you know, they just dream of getting the one state championship. Here you got to one as a ninth grader last year, again with Norlin. And that's why I say you look at programs like St. Thomas, and you look at Chaminade, and, you know, going four, five, six times in a row, I mean, people don't, I think they take that for granted, because you know how special it is and how tough it is to get the state. As you look back as a ninth grader, how did that grow you up to be what you are today?
Honestly, man, just being the first time I ever went to state on my ninth grade, well, not my first time, the second time I went to state my ninth grade year, you know, it was just, honestly, it was like, it was a whole new environment, a whole new atmosphere, you know, because it was where, it was literally what everybody talked about. And, you know, right. To be in that moment is like, honestly, it's jaw-dropping. And then, like, you know, luckily, I was raised well. I was able to keep myself composed, stay calm. You know, my father did an amazing job when it came to, like, teaching me to handle those type of moments. So it didn't really overwhelm me, but it was definitely an experience that I needed to get to where I am. So it's just like, you know, I got in there, of course, man. To be honest, man, if you're not nervous on the first snap in the state championship game, you don't love the sport, man. That's all I got to say. So it's like just being in the arena with, especially against Trinity Christian. Trinity Christian was that team around that time. They beat Chaminade that year. Chaminade was probably one of the best teams back then. So it was like playing against those guys and being able to fight with them and go against them and really make it a game. It was honestly an awesome opportunity, and I'm blessed for it.
No doubt. Ennio Yapor joining us, rising senior quarterback at Miami Norland. Let's talk about last year. Special year in a lot of ways. Obviously, you'd like to have that final game back, but you did, everybody did their part. You got there, you were undefeated going in the state. You beat Miami Central twice, which is something that Norland hadn't done in a long, long time. What was the feeling last year? I mean, obviously now as you look back, it's kind of, you know, bittersweet because you didn't win, you know, the state championship. But getting to state, you built that program up the year before, 9 wins, came close, lost a closer game to Central. But last year, it was something special. I think you guys felt that it was your time. Talk about last year, because that, even though you didn't win, I bet you'll look back at that year forever.
Honestly, yeah, that's very true, Larry. Last year, like, we all knew it, even at practice. You know, like, we knew that nobody was better than us. So, honestly, like, we, in our opinion, we had the best offense in the state, in the county, in the country at that. We felt like our guys, like, our speed that we had, our dynamicness, and then with my arm talent, nobody could truly stop us. So, in practice, it was more about beating us and beating each other. And, you know, because if we could beat each other, then nobody could stop us. And honestly, that's what I could say. Even that's what I could say about the state game. In my opinion, Berkeley is a great team. They played a great game. You know, they had a great game plan. They came out strong. You know, they didn't lay down. But honestly, if I'm being truthful about the situation, we beat ourselves. Yeah. I feel like, honestly, if I look back at it, you know, as a team, you know, some guys, that team, you know, it was a lot of guys that was hungry. That was the main thing about it. We were hungry. So there was a lot of seniors on our team who definitely haven't even seen a state championship before. So it was just
you're right.
So it was like, I mean, everybody was hungry. So that was what really drove us throughout the season. We were like, man, we got to win state, man. Like, especially with the talent we got, we definitely have to win state. We got to get there. And then we finally got to the moment, and, you know, we just got to finish the drill. That's all I can really say. In my opinion, though, we beat ourselves in that state championship game.
Yeah, and that was one team that you couldn't afford to fall behind on, because they, you know, they kept the ball on the ground. They ate up a lot of clock, and you know, they did that the week before against American Heritage, where you run out of time. And certainly, as you said, you got in a situation where you guys kind of beat yourselves with mistakes and, you know, execution. Now, as we look forward to now, this is this year, which is a huge year coming up. Obviously, you'd like to get back there. The schedule, the district, everything is different this year. What's the expectations going in the spring? I know you got a lot of new faces, but the coaching staff still intact, and the philosophy to win is still there.
Of course, I feel like if that's not the expectation of your football team, then something's not being done right. I feel like, especially this year, man, this is my senior season. You know, I'm definitely looking to go all the way back. Definitely lead my team, and you know, I know some of the quote unquote guys graduated, but we definitely got some pieces at Norland. I feel like we're definitely, you know, I feel like we're even more underrated than we were last year. So, you know, I love, like I said, I love being an underdog. And, you know what, man, I just, people continue to count us out, man. All I got to tell them is don't count us out. That's all I really have to say on them.
And I was going to say, you've been the leader, I mean, the last couple of years, and obviously they're following your lead. They see what you can do, and certainly I know that you could take the game into your own hands. I mean, from running or passing, and your leadership and your experience is second to none. I can't thank you again for joining us enough, and certainly, as I said, you're one of my favorites. I love to watch you play. You're a classy guy, and you play the game the right way.
Thank you, Larry. I appreciate that.
Good stuff. Enio Yapur, the rising senior quarterback at Miami New Orleans. I'm telling you, haven't had a chance to watch him. Please do. I mean, because he's everything you want in a student athlete. Gets it done in the classroom. A leader. People gravitate towards him. And anytime you've been around and you're winning for 5 years, he has 42 wins as a starting quarterback, which is not terrible at all, especially at this level. But he's got an opportunity, and New Orleans got an opportunity once again to be a top team. They play a really, really good schedule, just like you should, just like the St. Thomas's and the Centrals and now Northwestern and Chaminade Heritage got to step up to the plate. If you're going to be the best, you got to beat the best.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.